Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. And I know that sometimes learning English can be a challenge. Well, speaking of challenges, what kinds of challenges did you face in your childhood? What kinds of challenges do you face now? Do they stop you from moving forward with your life? Or have you found a way to get through those challenges? The title of our lesson is Inside the Life of Emily Blunt. Now, you may not know the name Emily Blunt, but you've probably seen the face of this talented actress if you've ever seen movies like The Devil Wears Prada or The Young Victoria. Today, we'll learn about Emily's background with a section called Difficult Years. Yes, difficult years. Here's a question for you. What speaking problem did Emily have? What speaking problem did Emily have? Friends, listen carefully. There are two words for this speaking problem in English that we're going to talk about today. I know you have your magazine open, so let's begin.
Inside the Life of Emily Blunt. Lessons learned from early struggles. How do you respond to adversity? Do you allow it to defeat you? Or do you stand firm and persevere? Emily Blunt faced extreme challenges and disappointments as a young woman, but now she says, "I look back with gratitude." Difficult years. In London, on February 23, 1983, Emily was born into a family of high achievers. Her father was a successful lawyer. Her mother, now a teacher, was formerly an actress. And her older sister, Felicity, excelled academically.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 adversity 这个名词 ，vers 这个字根有转弯的意思，所以 adversity 是指逆境、不幸或者是厄运。例如 ，Chloe's determination got her through many adversities. Chloe 的意志力帮助她度过了许多难关，或者是 Jacob always stays strong and optimistic in adversity. Jacob 在困境中总是保持坚强与乐观。继续我们看的是 persevere 这个动词。persevere 是指坚忍、锲而不舍或者是不屈不挠。例如 ,despite her health problems, the girl persevered and got her college degree. 即使她的身体不好，这个女孩还是坚持到底得到了大学学位。或者是 ,these soldiers persevered and finally won the battle. 这些士兵锲而不舍的奋战终于得到了胜利。它的名词是 perseverance。P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C-E. 例如 the lawyer's hard work and perseverance finally paid off, and he won the case. 这名律师的努力与不屈不挠的精神终于得到的回报，而且他赢得了官司。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Now let's start learning about a famous actress, a very talented performer whose name is Emily Blunt.Rebecca, do you enjoy watching Emily Blunt's movies?
I do enjoy some of her movies, actually, very much so. But
which one? What movie have you seen with Emily Blunt?
Oh, I loved, let's see, it's called The Young Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
The Young Victoria.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah.
we're going to learn about that one tomorrow, but she did a marvelous, marvelous job. So we'll talk more about that next time, but it's probably one of my favorite movies.
All right. Well, she was great in The Devil Wears Prada as well. Friends, we're learning here about adversity in this section about Emily Blunt, right? We read lessons learned from early struggles. How do you respond to adversity? So before we begin learning more about how she became an actress, she had to deal with some adversity. That means she came against some things that were very difficult to deal with.
That's right. And of course, the next question we see here is, do you allow it to defeat you or do you stand firm and persevere? Let's talk about this phrase, to stand firm. If you stand firm in what you believe, that just means that you remain. Like, you, Gabe, are you trying to stand firm?
I'm not moving. I'm standing firm. But, like you said, you can stand firm in what you believe. Okay, so that means that you don't waver. You don't let fear stop you. You don't let your doubts stop you and make you go back. You stand firm.
This actually reminds me, if you go to the night market and you're trying to pay a lower price for an item, you're going to have to stand firm in how much you really want to pay. Well, anyway, right now, it's time for a little challenge. It's time for the SC challenge.
So soon?
Yes.
Okay, Simon Stops is back, and he's ready for a challenge, right?
That's right. And again, I have no idea what the question is.
That's the best feeling in the world, I'm sure.
I'm a little nervous right now.
All right. Yeah. Well, our lesson is about Emily Blunt, who is an amazing actress, and she has had a lot of challenges in her life. And so my question for you is more about challenges and setbacks and disappointments. Have you ever faced a challenge? Of course, everyone faces challenges. And how do you respond to challenges in your life? That's my main question. How do you respond to challenges?
Can we ask harder questions? Is that possible?
No. Yeah, we do have other questions. So this isn't very much of a challenge, is it?
I think everybody deals with challenges. I think probably one of the biggest keys to dealing with challenges effectively is having a pretty good understanding of who you are and a pretty good understanding of what your goals are. Because when you know those two things, it makes it easier to put the challenges in perspective, which means understand how really important they are. Mm-hmm. When you do that, I think you can take on the challenges.
Brilliant,
no problem.
Simon. I think that you could give a great pep talk to anybody who is coming to do the SC Challenge.
I am available to give pep talks on weekends. Feel free to contact my secretary.
Okay, we will. Okay, so Emily Blunt is an actress, and I'm just curious about you. Would you ever be interested in being in a movie? Or how would you respond if you were offered a part in a movie?
I think it depends on what part it is. I'm kind of a storyteller by nature.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I like being an editor.
Yeah, he tells
being
a lot of stories. I don't know if any of them are true, but he likes to tell stories.
Scale of 1 to 10, they're 8 in terms of true. So they're mostly true. Point being, I like being a storyteller. So I'm not sure I would be an actor, but I would love to be involved in making a movie and coming up with the story for it.
I think you would be good at it. Friends, that is all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Well, that was a good challenge. Thank you, Simon, for taking on that challenging question. Okay, let's continue here. Emily Blunt faced extreme challenges and disappointments as a young woman, but now she says, I look back with gratitude. So now she's reflecting on her childhood, and she's thankful that she had those early challenges.
Well, now it's time for us to talk about difficult years. This next section is called Difficult Years. In London, on February 23rd, 1983, Emily was born into a family of high achievers. Now, if you are a high achiever, that just means that you are a person who achieves more than the average or more than expected of you.
So, who is a high achiever? Are you a high achiever? Do you push yourself to achieve more, to learn more, to do more, to get more accomplished than maybe other people do? I mean, it's good to try your best in everything that you do, but maybe you do even more. That makes you a high achiever.
For example, Philip is such a high achiever. When everyone else is out playing, he is inside studying, reading, and doing extra writing. He is definitely a high achiever.
Now, a lot of people, maybe they go to junior high school, university, and maybe they'll stop there. But some people like to go on and get their master's degrees. You're doing pretty well. Maybe you want to go on even further with your PhD. You're a high achiever, okay? So you push yourself to keep going and being the best. Now, my sister, I think, my older sister, Grace, is a high achiever. She went from university, where she studied cognitive science.
And
then she thought, I don't want to stop here. I want to become a lawyer. In the United States, it's not easy to become a lawyer. I think my sister is a high achiever.
Well, it's definitely not easy getting into law school,
mm-hmm.
and it's not easy being in law school, and it's not easy being a lawyer. So yes, I would consider your sister a high achiever. Now, you know something, Gabe? I'm actually thinking of another word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have high achiever here, but what if there's somebody who really likes to push themselves?
Yeah.
And they're very excited and...
Yeah, and they're not afraid to start something new.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
That maybe other people are scared to. I would say that person is a go-getter. Sometimes my brother, actually, I think he is a go-getter. My sisters like to say that Luke is a go-getter because he's started a lot of jobs recently or begun working at different places that maybe some people find very difficult or scary to begin. So he's a go-getter.
I would definitely consider my brothers and sisters go-getters as well. Well, of course, Emily was born to a family of high achievers. Perhaps even she herself was a go-getter. Her father was a successful lawyer, her mother, now a teacher, and at the age of 12, now a teacher was formerly an actress, and her older sister Felicity excelled academically. Well, friends, we have more for you, so make sure you stay
tuned. Shoot those better notes. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about Emily Blunt, who is a very talented actress. Our lesson begins talking about adversity. So she had some challenges early in life, and the question is, do you allow adversity to defeat you, or do you stand firm and persevere? So far, we've learned that she was born into a family of high achievers. They were all go-getters. So how is this difficult? Well, we're going to continue learning about the difficult years right now.
Inside the life of Emily Blunt. But Emily stuttered terribly. And at the age of 12, the speaking problem caused her so much embarrassment that she stopped speaking altogether. One day, a concerned teacher saw Emily impersonating some of her classmates. He encouraged her to participate in a school play using a different accent. She agreed, and according to Emily, "I didn't stammer once." At 16, she was dealt a very disappointing blow. Hoping to follow in her sister's academic footsteps, Emily applied to the prestigious Westminster School, but was rejected. Little did she know that rejection would lead her to the place where her life would be changed forever.
OK, 接下来我们看 stammer 这个动词。stammer 是指口疾或者是结结巴巴的说话，和 stutter 的意思差不多。例如 ,the boy stammers whenever he is asked to speak in public. 这个男孩只要是被要求在大家面前说话的时候就会口疾。或者是 Ashley stammered a bit at the beginning of her speech. Ashley 一开始演讲的时候有一点结巴。stammer 也可以当名词，例如 Frank stammer was cured after treatment.Frank 的口疾经过治疗之后就痊愈了。最后我们看的是 follow in someone's footsteps 这个成语。follow in someone's footsteps 是指追随某人的脚步或者是效法某一个人。例如 Timothy decided to follow in his father's footsteps and become a doctor. Timothy 决定要跟随父亲的脚步成为一个医生。或者是 Brenda followed in her aunt's footsteps and became a chef.Brenda 效法姑姑成为了一位主厨。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so earlier we learned that Emily was born to a family of high achievers. Her father was a lawyer, her mother a teacher, and of course, Felicity, her sister, excelled academically. Now, we learned something interesting about Emily here. But Emily stuttered terribly. And at the age of 12, the speaking problem caused her so much embarrassment that she stopped speaking altogether. Mm. Hey, Gabe, is that the answer to the question you asked earlier?
Sadly, it is. Mm. And that's so sad when I think of children who let something stop them from talking. It's so important to be able to communicate. Sometimes things happen and kids just clam up and they get quiet. And like Emily, they stop speaking altogether. And, you know, stuttering is a problem that a lot of kids have. Another word we see in this section is the word stammer. So often we use these words to mean the same thing. Okay, so Emily had a stuttering problem. She stammered.
Exactly. Well, we learned something else interesting. One day, a concerned teacher saw Emily impersonating some of her classmates. He encouraged her to participate in a school play using a different accent. She agreed, and according to Emily, "I didn't stammer once." There's that word that you were just talking about.
Exactly. She didn't stammer once in the play, or she didn't stutter during that process. Well, that's kind of a fun way to get started. Someone noticed her impersonating other people. That means that she was imitating them, maybe how they sounded and what they looked like when they were talking, right? That's impersonating somebody else. So she had a problem just speaking normally, but she had no problem imitating somebody else. Maybe she is perfect. Maybe this being an actress is the perfect job for her.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. Well, at 16, she was dealt a very disappointing blow. Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about this phrase, to deal a blow or to be dealt a blow. This just means that you cause someone or you experience something that's actually very bad and affects you in a bad way.
Yeah, and I think of boxing when I think of this phrase or this word blow, because the word blow can also is another word for hit. Or to strike somebody, right? And sometimes when you're boxing, you get dealt a blow. That means someone hits you, okay? So this is something that you cannot control often. So for example, something else that I think of when I think of this phrase is that many years ago, Studio Classroom was dealt a hard blow when Typhoon Nari came through and flooded our basement and $2 million worth of equipment was damaged or destroyed. We were dealt a very bad blow.
Ooh, that is an excellent example. So based upon that example, as you can see, when you are dealt a blow, you're not necessarily hit or punched or mm-hmm. something like that, but you just experience something that's very bad. So what is this very disappointing blow that Emily had been dealt? Well, we read here, hoping to follow in her sister's academic footsteps, Emily applied to the prestigious Westminster School, but was rejected.
Dun, dun, dun. So what happened? Little did she know that rejection would lead her to the place where her life would be changed forever. Little did she know. This is an interesting phrase that you might see in stories or when someone is storytelling. If you want to tell a story, you could try to use this phrase. Little did someone know what would happen. That means this person didn't know.
Exactly. Little did Kelly know that her time at college was going to completely change her life and open up doors for her that she never thought could be opened.
Little did she know. Nancy's television broke, so she went to buy a new one. Little did she know that her brother also bought a television, so now they have two television sets at home. You know, if you want to know more about this phrase, there's a scene from the movie Stranger Than Fiction. I believe the Chinese title is Ko Bai Ren Shen. That's a great movie, and there's a scene that talks about this phrase, little did she know, or little did he know.
Now, earlier in our lesson, we read that she stopped speaking altogether, referring to Emily. Now, the guys want to talk to us. Tell us the difference between altogether and altogether.
Huh? Let's go to the info cloud.
Altogether and altogether.
friends. Here's another question about whether a term should be one word or two words all together. When do we write it as one word and when should it be two words?
The answer, it depends on how you use it. If you want to express the idea of everyone or everything together, then it should be two words all together.
It's time to sing all together now.
Well, that would be two words. Now, the one-word version, all together, has a different meaning, completely, or all in all.
She stopped talking all together.
So used in this way, all together is an adverb. So how can we be sure when to use which one?
Well, if you want to express together in a group, then you should write all together as two words. You can also use the together test. If you can replace the all together with the word together, then it should be all together, two words.
Now, if you can replace the term with something like completely or entirely, use all together as one word. That test was altogether too difficult. That test was entirely too difficult. Use the word altogether.
Altogether 要怎么拼？这就要看你想要表达的是什么。若是说大家一起 altogether, 那是两个字 altogether。比如说 ,the last time we were altogether was in 2010. 我们上次在一起是在2010年。另一个 altogether 是拼 altogether, 一个字。这个 altogether 是一个副词，表示总而言之完全的。That test was altogether too difficult. 那个考试简直是真是太难了。再举个例子， She stopped speaking altogether. 她完全停止讲话。这个 altogether 因为是个副词，所以就算你把它拿掉也不会影响句子的独立性或文法，但是大家一起的 altogether 两个字是不能够拿掉的，但你可以用 together 一个字来取代 altogether。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
I really enjoyed learning about Emily Blunt. Is that it?
No, we have more about Emily Blunt next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
We have so much to learn. Goodbye.